These included a review of the application of its safety alert protocols, the hiring of a higher education safety and security consulting firm, and increased police coverage across grounds. Faculty Senator Sylvia Chung expressed her concern that more policing would not translate into more security, but into more policing of only a certain segment of the population. Riza Golubov, in charge of a dean's working group, added that they were looking at having a longer-term institutional response through the teaching and research done at UVA. They identified three main areas: social justice and civil rights, the relationship between free speech and community, and that of free speech with the more recent right to bear arms. Indeed, the first Supreme Court case to decide whether the Second Amendment protects an individual right to bear arms was only in 2008. After an hour of Q&A, Teresa Sullivan concluded by acknowledging the main mistake that was made that weekend.
We thought what we were having was a routine protest march. Understand, we have about 30 protest marches a year at the university. But we were wrong about the playbook. This wasn't about free speech. This was about weaponizing free speech and turning it into something else. And the playbook we really need is more like a playbook for domestic terrorism. I think it's clear we weren't ready for that.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.